Use of the illegal narcotic heroin is on the rise across the nation and here in New York State. Over the last decade, the number of people hooked on heroin is estimated to have doubled, and it is claiming lives, from actor Philip Seymour Hoffman to students at SUNY Oswego. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with New York Times reporter J. David Goodman, who has reported extensively on the causes and effects of the heroin epidemic.
Why do you think there is a rise in heroin use? What's behind that?
What I'm told is that the DEA and other law enforcement agencies have sort of noticed a steady rise in the drug coming into the country over the border in the last, say, 5 to 7 or 8 years. And it's unclear exactly what was driving that. But what is clear is that among users, there was a connection between use of heroin-like pills, these opioid analgesics like OxyContin, and eventual abuse of those pills, and then eventual migration over to heroin.
I'm curious about the type of high a person gets from heroin, because that might help us understand who is most likely to use it. What exactly is heroin, and what does it feel like to be
sure.
on
well,
heroin?
I can't speak from personal experience, but what I can say is that, you know, this is a drug that makes you physically dependent. It's something that you build up a tolerance for. It binds to certain areas, you know, of the brain. Essentially, what causes an overdose is this: your body tells you to stop breathing, and you do, and you die. Heroin is a naturally occurring. It's, you know, as most people know, it comes from poppy plants. It is then sort of chemically reduced down into a paste and then a powder. It's very light. You need a very small amount of pure heroin to get a high. And it's a sort of euphoria, you know. It's a feeling of everything is good, and it works for pain.
We are hearing more and more about heroin overdoses in the news. Users are taking it now in different forms. It used to be that, you know, you saw the classic heroin shoot user ties up, shoots. And what are the forms of heroin now available?
One thing that's been notable about this sort of rise in heroin abuse is that it's affected, you know, upper middle class communities, middle class and working class communities that hadn't seen the same sorts of heroin infestations during the last time this was a big deal, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And in part, at least from the users that I talked to, it came about because, you know, they started on pills. These were teenagers in some cases who, if they weren't prescribed the pills were around because, say, their mother or their father had gotten a prescription and, you know, they got 180 pills for a month. And they were sort of sitting around the medicine cabinet. The kids sort of learned that this is something that could get you high. They would, you know, play with them on the weekends. And it seemed low risk. It carried almost less of a stigma than smoking marijuana. There was no smell. You could do it at school, which, disturbingly, a lot of kids that I talked to did do. They could buy and trade it at school. They didn't realize the extent to which they were going to get hooked. And I talked to very few heroin addicts who went straight to the needle. That it was something that they sort of developed a dependence for. And it came – so, you know, generally the progression is you sort of start taking a pill orally. They would start crushing the pill to snort it to get the full effect. And then they would move – those who did move to heroin would start by sniffing heroin. So it was a kind of the same thing. It didn't seem that different. But after a while, you know, they went after the greater high and the more immediate high that you could get from injecting it directly.
That's New York Times reporter J. David Goodman speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.